Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the twist. I know there's going to be a twist. I suspect there's going to be a
twist.
Suspect that nobody's told me anything. I knew nothing about the series. Other than I thought it might be about a jailbreak. But yeah.
I impressed my mom with a Severance reference.
Really?
Not that she watches Severance, but I was at her house two weeks ago, and we were watching Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And the final Jeopardy question came up, and I didn't know what it was. And I said, I don't know. I don't watch enough of the new TV out there, but today, but I'll just say Severance. And she goes, Severance, that's interesting. And one of the people had guessed Severance. My mom looked at me like I was a genius.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's right. I said, it's not the right answer, but yeah, somebody else guessed Severance, and I said Severance.
And it was.
It was not Severance. Okay. No.
So my dad texted me last Thursday. When does the next season of Severance begin? My parents in their 80s have watched Severance, and they're into it-ish. I think they find it fascinating and confusing as hell.
I think I might have. I'm looking forward to the next season of it, but I think I might have a problem in keeping up with some facts from the previous two seasons.
Yeah,
I binge watched it in a week or whatever it was, or 2 weeks.
So I feel like I'll go back and watch season two. When I hear season three is coming out, you know, in May or whatever, I'll go back and watch season two just to get caught up.
You're really
committed. Yeah, I am committed to that. All right, you found something on Freezing Cold Takes. Freezing Cold Takes is a Twitter page that keeps receipts.
That they do.
Yep, and you know, part of you, we're all going to end up there eventually.
Yes, 100%. In fact, I don't know whether we've been called out by Freezing Cold Takes, but there's certainly things that you and I say, maybe even on a daily basis, that yep. We can get called out for.
You just never know.
Regardless, Benjamin Solak, who is a employee of ESPN, he's an analyst, NFL analyst with ESPN, mm-hmm. Has nearly 170,000 followers on Twitter. Tweeted this out, looks like the night of the draft after the first round back in 2023 in April 27th.
Yep.
He said, Lions getting 12 at Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell at 18 is just not it, man. So at that time, somebody replied, Adam Wells replied to it and said, the vibes in Detroit were getting too good. Somebody else said, Tad to the Bone says, I love you, bro, but I trust Holmes more than you by a factor of 20.
There you go.
And then someone says, oh no, how dare the Lions take a good looking football player whose positional value is a bit lower. What a tragedy. A heavy sarcasm. I like that. And then our cousin Vinny tweeted out, they will always be the Lions. Blew the best chance that organization had at contending for a running back and a linebacker. So then came the new tweets.
Like the stuff that's coming in today.
Yes. So from 3 hours ago, Double BB said, nailed it. Eric says, Gibbs, top three running back. Campbell, top five linebacker. LMFAO. What a horrible tweet. We just begun tweeted out, you blanking idiot.
Hey.
Yeah, and it just does not stop with people ripping on them. Someone says, as a Bears fan, I love the Lions draft so far.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it is a it's amazing. That draft, I remember taking calls and being, yeah, I know there's this is sort of the time around the time where I'm like, I don't believe in hard and fast rules for the draft when people say you can't do this and you can't do that. And the reason is when you go back and look at redrafts, a lot of those positions that you quote can't take near the top of the draft will go in the first round. If you do a redraft from 5 years ago, you'll see a center in the first round. You'll see running backs. You'll see tight ends. You know, guys that wouldn't go in the first round, go in the first round because their value on game days, they help you win.
And each team is looking at different things. This was an interesting one that came up also on April 27th from Fishing Pole. It says, dude, you confidently said Levis was going top four, LOL. Who knows how this will turn out?
Right.
So if this guy was on Will Levis.
What draft was that?
2023.
That was a Malik Willis draft, right? I'm sure there's a freezing cold take in there for me regarding Malik Willis.
When the Lions were trading back, I think we all got excited about different players. Mm-hmm. And for you, I think maybe it was Malik Willis.
Yep. I still don't give a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll pop on that kid.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
I mean, but the bottom line is Brad Holmes drafted who Brad Holmes wanted to draft. He and Dan Campbell have a powwow. They look at players. They discuss players. And then it's Brad Holmes' decision to who he's going to pull the trigger on. And he got it right with both picks.
Yep.
And then he had a couple second-round picks, and he got it right with both of those. Didn't get it right with Hendon Hooker. Okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
Got it right with other guys. He's been so good at drafting at this point. You made a comment about, you know, it's not easy to draft like a Penei Sewell. I mean, Penei Sewell fell in their lap.
Yep.
Because teams like Cincinnati and Atlanta decided to go with receiver and tight end slash receiver instead of protecting their quarterback. Could not have been happier that Penei Sewell was available to the Lions in that draft. And it may be the most important pick of that draft to have the best offensive lineman out there. And with the Lions, he's even arguably playing out of position at right tackle.
Right.
But he's a foundational piece, just as Jahmyr Gibbs, Jack Campbell, I think Brian Branch and Sam LaPorta are also kind of foundational pieces.
Well, I mean, you start thinking about guys that were can't miss, and there's can't miss guys miss all the time.
Yeah, and the hard and fast rule guy that we talk about all the time when it comes to the draft, you know, hard and fast rules. You can't draft the tight end in the first round. You can't draft the running back in the first round. Yeah, you can't. You can't draft a linebacker unless he's an edge rusher or a pass rusher. Yeah, you can't.
Yep.
Depends what your team needs and how you value this player and how you think he's going to fit onto your team.
The other thing is that every draft is different, right?
Yes.
Every draft, some drafts have like 10 really good edge rushers and some drafts have none. Some drafts have four or five really, you know, transformational quarterbacks. Other drafts have none. So valuing them all the same from draft to draft is a silly proposition, if you ask me. It's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. And yes, Jack Campbell and Jahmyr Gibbs both dominated last night. It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket. Things are right around the corner, including Red Wings back on the ice tomorrow night in Buffalo. Did I see Patrick Kane's now not, he's not traveling?
Is that the latest on him?
I think I saw that he was not going to travel with the team. Sorry, I guess I should have confirmed that before he hit the air. My apologies in case it's not true. But he was hurt, and
Kane won't make this trip, but did skate earlier today, McClellan said, which is a good sign, that according to Max Boltman of The Athletic.
Okay, well, there you go. But really, really intriguing start. I think that might get some samples, some people to sample and start to try and diagnose whether or not they think we have a good hockey team in town. Pistons open the season tomorrow. Anything stand out or what Trajan Langdon and JB Bickerstaff had to say to us?
I just think that I thought it was interesting that there was like some admitting that, and I'm glad there was, that the team did a lot better than they expected they were going to last year.
Yeah.
And I think the word overachieve was actually used by Bickerstaff, maybe. I forget which one said that, so maybe that's not fair to throw that out there. But it's one of those, I thought, used that term. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't temper the enthusiasm or the excitement for where they're going. And I think that they are quietly confident that guys like Thompson and Holland will take big steps. And I think what they saw from Holland in the summer really kind of tips that hand, that they expect that he's going to take a big, big leap.
So here's what I think is one of the more difficult things to do in professional sports. And JB Bickerstaff said that what he discovered is that, and one of the real strengths of the team last year was the collection of players that they had together on the floor had great chemistry, that they were willing to do whatever it took to win the damn game. And whatever they were asked to do, they were going to do it. I think that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.